Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. About a week ago, we went to a cemetery, and we found something very unusual there. Now, before I get into that, I want to ask you guys something. Do you think it's a really good idea to keep a haunted item, especially one that you find in a very unusual place? And how haunted is that item? How do you know that this item is haunted, and what happens when you take it home? Well, if activities start to increase when you have a haunted item in your home and you bring it home, whether you find it or somebody gives it to you or you buy it online, it doesn't matter. How haunted is this item, and how do you know if it is actually haunted? Now, one of the ways you could determine if it's haunted or not is if you start having activities in your home. For example, if your home is nice and quiet and it doesn't have any spiritual activities, it doesn't have any weird things going on, and then all of a sudden you bring that object home and then you start noticing little things happening here and there. It starts off with little things and then it starts to increase as time goes by. Because what happens is if the item is haunted, it will start doing, you know, little things, little activities here and there. But then as time goes by, it will start enhancing energies around it. It will start collecting energies in the home, whether it's through water, electricity, or even people in the home. And once it gets to that stage where the haunted item has charged up enough and has enough energy, then it will increase the activities. For example, it will start, you know, running water, electricity problems, or you think it has electricity problems, lights flickering on and off, going on and off, turning on and off, water going on and off in a faucet, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, even the shower sometimes. Doors opening and closing by themselves. It can also open a portal in your own home, multiple portals, not just one, and start inviting other attachments into your home. Also, it will haunt you in your dreams. Basically, when you go to sleep, for example, if you have never had a problem sleeping before, and then all of a sudden you bring this haunted object home, and then you start having a problem sleeping, or you start having nightmares, or you feel like something is constantly watching you, that could be a problem. That could be one of the signs, or one of many signs, that this object is indeed haunted, and it does have some kind of an energy, some kind of a spiritual attachment to it. And now you and everybody else in the family is getting affected by it. I've had people contact me before where they said that things just start moving on its own. They think they're going crazy because things are constantly getting misplaced. You know, when you have a haunted object, those entities that are attached to those objects can be, and most likely, and a lot of times, are very mischievous. They like to mess with you. They like to mess with people. And they can actually attack your health as well. So be very careful of what you bring into your home, what you trust into your home, and whose words you trust of how safe this haunted object is if somebody gave this object to you or you bought it from them. So, there's many signs to look for, but if you have a peaceful home, I suggest to leave the haunted objects out of your home. Do not bring it into your house. Do not engage with it, because all it takes is just one time of giving attention to this haunted object. And whatever is attached to this object is definitely going to get attached to you. So I just wanted to get that out of the way to let you guys know the difference, and the signs to look for if you do bring a haunted object home. I suggest people that are professionals and experts on the paranormal and spirituality to handle those kind of objects when they bring it home. It could be a doll, it could be a chair, it could be a piece of furniture, it could be even an animal. Animals do get possessed too. Now, with animals, you could do an exorcism and get rid of that possession. But in the meantime, you don't want to bring a dog home, especially a big dog that's supposed to be loving, but could also be vicious and dangerous and powerful because it's big. It has some kind of a spiritual attachment. So be very careful. Be very careful what you bring into your home. Now let's move on to this haunted object that we found at the cemetery about a week ago. We went to the cemetery. We have been there a couple of times last year, and I call it the Satanic Cemetery. Go back to my videos, click on the Satanic Cemetery. In fact, when I went live last week, when we discovered this particular item that is haunted, everybody was going crazy, and everybody was telling me, "Don't touch it, Monica, don't touch it." And not only did I touch it, but I decided to bring it home. So was that the right thing for me to do, was bring home a haunted object, where I have no idea at the moment when I was bringing it home what the history of that object was? Was it safe? Was it smart of me to bring it home? Well, put it this way, it's not smart of anybody to bring home a haunted object if they don't know the background of that object. They don't know where it came from. They don't know what's attached to it. You just blindly bring it home. I don't think that's the smartest and the safest thing to do. But at the same time, I can't compare myself to everybody else because I get to the bottom of haunted objects and I figure it out. And I fix it, or I take care of it, and I am able to contain it. But this is a crazy part. What happened between myself and this haunted object is absolutely no joke. And the reason why I decided to bring this object into my home and to analyze it, to look into it, is because I found it very interesting. The way we found this object was at the cemetery, like I said, the Satanic Cemetery, which there's always a witch that attaches herself to me every time I go there. She jumps on my shoulder. She's walking around with me. Last year, I did a couple of videos over there, and I kept getting requests of many of you that kept sending me back to the same location because you guys were so interested. We found a lot of dead birds there in boxes and in bags, tied up with their heads cut off. And they do that for sacrificial reasons. So I know that, this cemetery, it's really crazy. I mean, when we went back last week, it was the first time this year that we went back, and the energy had shifted tremendously from being dark to worse. I mean, it was the darkest of the darkest, especially what we stumbled upon on. Was very intense and very crazy. So I did, for my members on my channel, if you it, you know, I suggest you to be a member so you could go back and watch that video from the beginning. when we first arrived and how we stumbled upon that grave site and what we found on it, it was crazy because one side of the cemetery was completely dry and then the other side of the cemetery was completely wet. So what that means is when we arrived, moments after we arrived, this one particular section of the cemetery, the waterworks started going off. And it was really crazy because we got to the root of the problem of the water. I mean, a section of the cemetery started flooding a little bit. And come to find out, I even recorded it. So go back to my channel, to my videos, and watch what I'm talking about during this live investigation that we did. And we stumbled upon this one section where it was completely wet and we couldn't investigate there because it started flooding. Again, moments after we arrived, and there was absolutely nobody around that area at that time when we got there. We stumbled upon this underground, I don't know how to call it, like pipes, and somebody had to have turned the water physically on. And again, going back to manipulation when it comes to spirits, especially dark entities, they can turn waters on and off. And so the way that they did it was they manipulated the system. Again, I recorded it so you could see it. And there was no way that we could turn the water off. I mean, it was just they messed it up, the pipes or whatever, the knob and everything else. So it was crazy. It was weird. And so that section we couldn't investigate. So we decided to go to another section where it was dry to investigate. And that's where we were led to this one particular grave site. And what we stumbled upon was a bunch of candles. And one of the candles had just been recently turned on. And maybe I mean, because it was really windy when we got there, and so we're thinking maybe the wind blew the candle off, but the wax was still wet and it was hot. So that means, somebody or a couple of people or whoever was there moments before we arrived, and they have done the satanic ritual and had left these items behind. Another item we found was this rock or the stone in the shape of a skull. And then there was like a little bracelet looking thing, and it was like a metal bird. It was weird. I still don't know what that bird means, and I'm investigating it, but it was a symbol of something satanic. Now, I know everything about spirituality. But when it comes to certain rituals, people come up with new rituals all the time, new symbols, and I study them. I study all the new ones, which is exactly what I'm doing right now, is studying this new ritual that they're doing there. So it had the stone with, shape of a skull. It had that bracelet looking thing with the bird on it. It was a metal bird and a bunch of candles. And then here is this doll. This creepy looking doll. I haven't named her, so in the comments, just let me know what you guys think I should name this doll. But this doll had a Ouija board letters, like a Ouija board basically drawn on her face and her forehead. And you can clearly tell that it was some kind of a satanic ritual that was been done. Now, when I went live, I've had opinions of a lot of people that joined us during our live session, and they gave us their opinion about some kind of being like a Mexican ritual. Or somebody else said it could have been a love ritual. I'm still looking into that, but to be honest with you, I did not get a very good vibe when I arrived at that. And in fact, my husband is that stumbled upon that gravesite, and then he freaked out. He called me over when I went there to check out what's going on. Something had grabbed my ankle and twisted my ankle to where I fell down, and I couldn't move for a little bit. And it was, one of the attachments to that doll was basically trying to pin me down. to sit down and talk to them and did not want me to go anywhere without noticing that doll and what's going on at that cemetery, at that gravesite. So ever since I brought that doll home, now that doll is very active, talkative, won't shut up, won't stop talking, which is, you know, it could be a good thing and a bad thing or both. Now, in my situation, it's both because I like to know more information about that doll. I looked for tags on it. I know a lot of you guys have asked me to check for tags. Unfortunately, I did not find any tags on it. So most likely, if it did come with a tag, they took it off, or they just didn't come with the tag, and that doll was made specifically to do that specific ritual at that night at that gravesite. I don't know. I don't know who these individuals were that was there before us and that they left everything behind. Either they did it on purpose or left in a hurry. I don't know what the situation is, but either way, it's freaky. And I, you know, a lot of people, a lot of you guys that were watching us live were creeped out about it. And you guys kept telling me, don't touch it, don't touch it. So I started touching, you know, one item at a time to investigate. And then finally I touched this doll. Now this doll has some dried blood on it. I don't know whose blood it is. Most likely it could be an animal sacrifice they did, seeing how we constantly find dead birds. In fact, that night, a week ago, that same night when we went to investigate there, we did find a box with bird's blood all over the box. And it was a torn up box. The back and the top was torn up, so some kind of an animal must have gotten it. But there was a lot of bird feathers left behind. So it could have been a chicken, it could have been a rooster, it could have been a pigeon. I don't know what kind of bird it was. It was big, though. It was brown. It had big brown feathers. So I'm guessing a chicken, most likely. And we did find a handful of cats, black cats. Not just any cats, but black cats around that area, plus the same area, literally about less than 10 feet away from that box. There was three cats that were surrounding the box and sitting there, and we did record it. So again, I suggest you guys go back to my channel, Monica Spirit Queen, and watch that live video we did. It's intense, it's insane, it's crazy. We got a lot of activities, we got a lot of spirits that were talking to us through our ghost radar, plus they were talking to me, plus a handful of you guys started picking up on this spirit, this entity we're talking to, and a couple of you guys have mentioned a name that came through. So it was fun, but I don't suggest everybody to do it. Again, leave it to the experts and, you know, paranormal investigators that have experience in this field to do it. So this particular doll, which I want you guys to name or suggest any names, maybe I can name her something really cool. I ended up bringing her home, and I noticed the very next day she started affecting my health. Now, when it comes to black magic spells and other people trying to do black magic spells, to me, that's a joke because it doesn't stick. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't do anything to me. I just send it back to you, and then, you know, you eat your own shit. But this particular doll was whatever entity that's attached to it, still trying to hide from me. It started to come out a little bit within the last day or so. So I've been able to communicate it with a little bit more and start getting more information, which that's going to be in a later video, in the next video. But as far as the activities going on, my health started, it was affecting my health, and I was not too happy with it. But at the same time, I know how to contain the situation and how to fix myself and how to fix whatever this doll is trying to do to me. For some reason, she has targeted me, and that's understandable because I can directly communicate back with this doll or this entity that's possessing this doll. And, you know, and I do understand that. So I can't even get mad at the doll because I'm the one that brought it home. I have been getting flashes of certain things this doll has been showing me. Again, that's going to be in the next video of more details. And the reason why I'm saying the next video is because I want to, and the next podcast as well, is because I want to make sure I get as much detail as I possibly can and just give you guys the full story on the stall. I don't want to break down, you know, break it down to a bunch of different episodes. I just want to do it all in one. So, just an update. A lot of you guys wanted to know. Yes, this doll is haunted. Yes, this doll has a spiritual attachment to it. In fact, I've been picking up a second spiritual attachment to this doll, a second demonic entity attached to this doll. And slowly pulling it out, communicating with it. You know, you got to gain their trust. So, you can't threaten a demonic entity and expect nothing to happen to you. So I haven't threatened anything. I haven't said, I'm going to cast you to hell. I'm going to drag you to hell. No, slowly bringing them out, talking to them, trying to befriend them a little bit just to get their story out and see what's going on. And then eventually, once I'm done with it, I can either put this doll in auction if you crazy ones out there that are paranormal enthusiasts and wants a haunted item, a haunted doll, I could put it on auction and sell it, or I can open up a portal, push these entities through, clear the doll, and it will no longer be haunted. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it yet. It just depends how powerful these entities are that are attached to it, that are possessing it. Yes, it has moved a few times in my home, and it has created some activities. But again, I am able to contain the situation to where I'm not going to let it escalate to be dangerous. This is not my first rodeo, and it's not going to be my last. I've been doing this for pretty much all my life when it comes to entities and spirituality and the paranormal. So I know how to handle situations like this. But overall, I mean, so far I'm containing it. If it comes to a point where I just don't want to deal with it anymore, again, I'm just going to auction it out, or I'm going to free the entities, clear the doll, and it will no longer be haunted. So it'll just be a creepy looking doll with a Ouija board written all over its face. So there you go. So for those of you who wanted to know and kept asking me this past week if this doll is haunted, the answer is yes. This doll is haunted. We do have some spiritual activities going, but then again, based on who I am, what I do for a living, and the questions that people keep asking me, the same question over and over again is, Monica, have you ever been haunted? Are you still haunted? Are you haunted, period? The answer is yes, I'm always haunted. But again, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother my family. We're used to it. I'm not going to let it escalate to a point where it gets dangerous, of course. I know how to contain it. And I don't bring anything too dangerous into my home. So you guys don't have to worry about that. I know how to take care of it. Obviously, I've been doing this pretty much all my life. So, relax about the haunted stuff, you know, the items that I bring. I just want to give you guys an update because you guys have been asking about this doll. Overall, she's doing really good. She is in a confined place where she has her own room and it's sealed and she cannot come out no matter what. So she won't be able to affect anybody else. Of course, I'm the main target for her at the moment, but that is okay because her and I have an understanding, and she is no longer affecting my health. She did in the beginning because she didn't trust me. She didn't like me. But now things are a little bit different. And, we're getting along just fine. She is very mischievous, though, so I don't trust her with anybody else. That's why she's in a confined place in her own room that's sealed, and she cannot come out no matter what anybody tries. I have put tons of blockers on her, so, you know, and nobody in this entire universe could put any of my blockers down. Again, with my expertise and with me being who I am, not just a psychic medium, but paranormal investigator. I don't want to say demonologist. I mean, I could put that on my title as well, but I decide not to. But No matter what, I know how to deal with spirituality. It doesn't bother me. And we're good to go. I just wanted to give you guys an update. Yes, the doll is haunted. Yes, we do have some activities going on, or have had some activities going on in the beginning. Now she's sealed. She could try and throw a tantrum. She could do what she wants in her room. That's fine. That's her room. But she is not affecting and will not be able to affect anybody else. Again, if I decide to auction her off, I will definitely post it and I'll let you guys know publicly. I love you guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and support my podcast as well as my channel. Click that join button, become a member, because I have a lot more exclusive videos that are coming soon, including my podcast. I appreciate everybody's support. Monthly support helps keep my podcast open. And of course, I talk about not just spirituality, but I talk about everything that which includes in my videos as well. So my channel and my podcast has many different varieties of different topics, different episodes, mainly spirituality. But again, I'm a very real person, and I talk about everything. And I've been told many times that you guys appreciate it. You guys love my shows I do, my episodes I do, which I have a bunch more coming up. So don't forget to follow me all over social media as well as Monica Spirit Queen. And I'll see you guys next time. Have a safe weekend. Love you guys. Take care.